Well, if you're just joining us after an all-nighter in Brussels, Theresa May is looking shell-shocked. She isn't tired, that's just how she's looked since July 2016. We now go live to Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, who's taken time out from his busy schedule of trying to go viral on Twitter to hold a press conference to pat himself on the back.
Well, I'm totally satisfied with our amazeballs agreement. There will be no hard border, but it's going to be really hard not to look smug. So I will now try my best not to appear too happy that we just knocked seven shades out of the DUP. In fact, I'd like to thank them and the Tories for making the Irish government appear momentarily competent despite a housing crisis, Garda scandals, people dying in the streets, so on. And I want to assure them that we're not looking for United Ireland. And to demonstrate how serious I am, I'm going to speak Irish like a boss. Put that on your pipe, agus caitheamh tobac, Arlene. Oh, agus gay cock a millish led a hull. Gall. That's Gaira out loud, by the way. Oh, God, why didn't I have an election?
I have to say, this enormous climb down and resounding defeat is the biggest DUP victory in history. We burned out quicker than cash for ash. And we're delighted we are now going to leave the EU by continuing to fully align with as many of their laws as possible and retaining EU citizenship for everyone in Northern Ireland, while losing all say in how the EU is actually run. Not that that matters, we can't even run Northern Ireland. Notice how when I say the Ireland bit, it sounds like I'm getting sick, because I am Northern Ireland.
The European Union is happy to continue into the second phase of talks, where we will kick the remains of the British negotiating team into the third phase of their humiliation. I would like to thank Ireland for letting us smash the UK in the same way that we will smash the Irish tax code once the Brits are gone.
Finally, I will henceforth be known as Doctor Without Borders, lol socks. I will now take questions in ascending order of journalistic fawning over my greatness. So Stephen Collins, you'll have to wait till the end, my little super fan.
And so, it has been another monumentally momentous day of historical history in Northern Ireland. And as I, Tommy Gorman, understands it, the breakthrough came when the DUP met on Tuesday night over several plates of sausage rolls, and the look on those sausage roll faces said it all.
All right, settle down there now. Nigel, put down the drum.
Marching is a constitutional right, Arlene.
Not in DUP headquarters. Save that kind of thing for outside national schools. Now, has everyone got a decent cup of unsatisfying instant coffee?
Yeah.
Pass me the milk, Jeffrey.
This milk is on my side of the table. What? What's more, it has been there since the start of the meeting, and even though it is sour milk, I insist on being able to drink it, as is my Ulster Scots right.
It's an outrage, Arlene.
Just have the coffee black, Nigel. Now, we've come to an agreement with our close friends and brothers in the Conservative and Unionist Party.
Yes. Yeah.
I have negotiated an agreement to ensure peace and prosperity in Northern Ireland. To continued regulatory alignment with the South.
I'll be serious.
Hold on a second.
Ulster still says no.
I give it a rest, Ian. That slogan's been around 40 years.
But we are the DUP. We pride ourselves on never changing.
Regulatory alignment. You know what this means?
Exactly. Free trade and economic prosperity, Nigel.
Simply wrong. This is a Sinn Féin, IRA, SDLP, IRF, you are an ally Trump.
Sorry, what?
Arlene, Big Nigel is right, so he is.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
What? That's a customs agreement with the Dublin Blackguards and a border between us and the rest of the glorious Union.
Oh my God, I never knew.
This is the first we've heard of this papist deal.
And I fear the Dublin Parliament has stopped us from saying this.
Well, to be fair, we did have a version on the table for months now. Oh.
The table? We're proud orange men.
Yeah, but Ian, I...
Faces like boiled hams, bellies like lamb-baked drums with polyester shirts stretched over them. I haven't been able to see anything on a table since the Drumcree riots?
The very notion that we'd be treated better than the rest of the UK is a disgrace.
The idea that part of a country be separated from another part goes against all unionist values.
I have to ask, Arlene, are you the right person to lead this party?
Excuse me?
Thought you would for a moment put the welfare of the people of Ulster above the petty squabbles of unionism is deeply worrying.
Nigel, I am outraged at your insinuation.
What?
I personally guarantee that I will defend to the death unionism, even if it costs jobs, homes, and peace.
Fair enough.
We must be governed by the same laws as the rest of Great Britain.
Except for gay marriage, abortion, and other things we don't like.
We refuse any deal that would give us any special status whatsoever.
Even if we have to bring down this Tory government. Uh-huh.
Although that would just bring in Jeremy Corbyn.
We shall threaten to bring down this government unless we get a tiny change so we can claim victory.
Yes, we will do what we do best. Threaten to grind everything to a halt, but then completely cave in. Aye. And then in 2 years' time, when things don't work out the way we want, we'll just claim we were betrayed by the Dublin Parliament.
Yeah. That's the DUP way.
Maybe then the Conservative and Unionist Party will give us the one thing we really want.
The destruction of Sinn Féin IRA?
No.
A moat between ourselves and the South?
No.
Internment of anyone who compares me to Daniel O'Donnell?
No. Lordships and baronies for all DUP MPs.
Yes!
Hi guys. Okay, all right. High fives all ran for my Stratcom team.
Yeah.
Go Spinnies.
There he is, our fearless leader.
Stop.
Willing to fearlessly face down any British government once he has the full support of 26 other countries telling him to.
Stop, Quentin.
And that sleeveless tank top photo op was inspired, if we do say so ourselves, Tish.
Well, what better way to let people know that I'm going to be tough on Britain than by showing them the regulatory alignment of my bicep muscles?
Every gay guy in the country had a hard border below their belt line.
Oh, Polly!
Well, yes, I want to avoid a return to the border because the only guns there should be in Irish politics are the ones in my tight tank top.
And did you see the Irish Times poll?
Yes.
Wow.
My self-satisfaction rating is at an all-time high.
Yes!
And yet there's just something that's bothering me.
The housing crisis?
No.
Oh, the Garda scandals?
No.
The bank scandals?
Not that.
The abortion committee?
No.
The lack of an alternative to Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil?
What?
The scandalously high cost of living?
Stop.
Allowing multinationals to pay virtually no tax?
No, it's Coveney.
Sorry, who?
Huh?
Simon Coveney, the Taunushta. Ugh, I even had to thank him for his help, oh God.
You mean the guy who looks like a flaccid balloon tied to a stick?
The guy I once mistook for a beige carpet sample.
That's just it. People are starting to notice him.
No.
I was watching 6-1 last night.
Uh-huh.
Normally the cameras just pan right by him, but one actually stopped on him, deliberately, I think.
No, it must have been just an orty cameraman falling asleep after their second carvery.
The dude looks like a polyester suit abandoned on a bollard.
Even the DUP know who Coveney is.
No.
Arlene Foster actually said he was, air quotes, aggressive.
What? I've seen rice cakes that are more aggressive.
Man, the DUP really have lost all touch with reality.
Look, we need to do something, guys.
What do you think, Quentin? We could ORD him?
Totally, that's such a good idea, Paul.
Stole the ball. ORD him? What's ORD?
It's very simple, Tish. We need to get him more media coverage.
More media coverage? No. I want people to start ignoring him again.
Exactly. It's what we call the ORD, the Ray Darcy method.
Oh.
You find someone who people think is interesting, vaguely.
Right.
But then the more you put this guy on radio and TV, the more they see and hear him.
The sooner they'll recognise him for the slightly damp rich tea biscuit that he is.
Precisely.
Remind me, how much do I pay you guys again?
Around 5 million.
Worth every penny.
Oh.
High fives, guys.
I've always been intrigued by the work of George Bernard Shaw, the shy boy from Dublin who became one of the world's most recognisable men. Because just like me, he had to leave Ireland so he could fulfil his potential and become his astonishing self.
RTE continues its series of documentaries in which people who couldn't wait to get out of Ireland celebrate Irish writers who couldn't wait to get out of Ireland.
Of course, Yeats chose to stay in Ireland, the bloody idiot. But when I was asked to come back to take a self-promoting look at his life and works, I said, how long would it take and can we cheat the interior shots by shooting them in England, a real bloody country? And also, how much am I getting paid for this?
And coming soon, Angelica Houston presents a two-part documentary on our literary hero, James Joyce.
I only spent a couple of childhood summers in Ireland, but frankly, that was plenty long enough for me to understand and appreciate why James Joyce couldn't wait to shake the muck from the kip off his shoes and go someplace civilized.
Exploring the legacy of some of Ireland's greatest writers and reminding everyone that RTE still has the capacity to surprise and reward famous expats who swore they'd never work in Ireland again. This winter, don't miss the new series of documentaries, I'm a Rich Entitled Celebrity, so give me a bleeding doc, will yous? RTE, supporting the wealthy and dressing it up as arts. From tomorrow, Lewis Cross City is operational. Yes, it's finally happening, for real. We've ripped up the city, patched it back together badly, and made you all late for work for years, but it's been worth it. Finally, the lovely Lewis Green Line is connected with the North Side.
Lewis.
It's something that should have been in place from the start, but let's not talk about how much extra it's cost you, the taxpayer.
$370 million.
Instead, celebrate the fact that you can now take the tram from Sandyford to Cabra. And that's a journey lots of people make every day. Just don't look it up.
Lewis.
Lewis is safe, as long as you're not a cyclist. And because we didn't want to pay extra for the rubber guards that stop bike wheels getting stuck in the tracks, we can all look forward to viral videos of cyclists going arse over face for months to come.
This red line service is now delayed due to a large American tourist on the line at Dawson Street and also a missing packet of Mikado. Apologies.
And we're helping the Irish Times and the Journal.ie inflate the Northside housing bubble. Their property porn articles are already claiming that Stony Batter to Broadstone Lewis is only 3 minutes by foot. And that's true, as long as that foot is in a car.
All Lewis trams are delayed at this time due to a signal fault on the kettle in the break room. Apologies, thank you.
Lewis Cross City, finally here to serve all the people of Dublin, as long as none of them ever want to go to the airport.
The next stop after Dawson Street will be Trinity College, which is literally 100 metres away, you lazy shower.
Lewis Cross City. Because there'll be so many delays and problems, it will make Dublin a very cross city indeed.
Good evening, I'm Hugh Edwards. Today's top story, last Brexit to nowhere, as the British government finally staggered to a deal to move the EU talks further by caving in on every single red line issue it had. This after Theresa May's embarrassing backpedalling earlier in the week left the Tories looking as red-faced as your average DUP member. Britain, an alleged superpower and member of the mighty G7, has wrestled back control of its sovereignty and handed it over to 10 Northern Irish dinosaurs who ironically don't believe that dinosaurs existed. But we begin tonight with British Foreign Secretary and Beano comic character Boris Johnson, who, after everything, still can't tell his farce from his elbow.
Well, no. The agreement we made is not an embarrassing climb down, because even though we have just signed it, I intend to spend the next year claiming it doesn't say what it actually says. How? By ignoring it. I have followed a strict policy of ignorance ever since getting into politics, and it has served me very well. What do I know about international diplomacy? Where did that get me? Foreign Secretary! See? Wah, 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 quavers. Ooh, the Tinder machine, yay!
Meanwhile, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn was happy to revel in the Tories' seemingly unending ineptitude.
These talks have turned into a shambles. Not a baby shambles like my favourite Britpop band, NME, Glastonbury, Young People, #tip. When Mrs. May stands aside, I'm willing to lead the talks in Brussels, where I'm definitely for or against leaving or staying in the EU, or a bit of it or something, provided I don't have to recognise Israel or carry out any of my completely unworkable policies.
Well, that's all we've got time for tonight, as we impartially watch a once proud nation go down in flames, desperately clamouring for an exit from Brexit. I'm just clamouring for a tequila sunrise. Hugh Edwards, converting all my money to gold and gin. BBC News.
RTE have spent tens of millions paying people to retire early, and then they bring them back because they literally have no new ideas. I'm Charlie Bird, and this is After the Headlines. My name is Charlie Bird. I spent my life in the newsroom going from one story to the other, but I never stopped to look back, until now, because I've nothing else to do. In this series, I look at some of the biggest stories I covered and remind people of the most important people in those stories. By people, I mean person. And by person in those stories, I mean Charlie Bird. I'm now standing here in front of a person and I'm asking that person, how was your experience? Tell Charlie Bird.
It was the worst thing ever, you know? A real punch to the...
Face was it? Because I remember when I was punched in a Love Ulster march.
What?
The country ground to a halt. I think there was a parade for me. There was, wasn't there?
Anyway, it was the most awful day of my life. I thought my fate was sealed.
Seal, yes. Remember the seal trying to ride me in the Antarctic in my Tom Crean documentary about what it might have felt if Tom Crean was Charlie Bird. The seal thing went viral. I didn't know what that meant. Carry on.
As I was saying, I just felt abandoned by society, really. I knew I was alone.
Alone, yes. Just how I felt when they made me Washington correspondent. I was so lonely. Nobody would recognise me on the street and give me the constant validation I crave.
Are you even listening to me?
Shush now, Charlie Bird is speaking. Join me in After the Headlines, where I go to the most desolate, most difficult place any journalist can find themselves. RTE2. Ah, oh, I'm so alone again. Charlie Bird is alone.
Hello, you've reached voicemail of Melania Trump. I am definitely her and not lookalike hired after real Melania returned to Slovenia in secret with lots of money. I don't know why I mentioned that. Fake news. Leave message, please.
Hi, honey. You know, your idea I should distract everyone from the investigation is going so well. I retweeted a bunch of videos from a quaint English society called Britain First. People went crazy. A whole 30 minutes, no one mentioned Russia. Great plan. You know what I always say? Let's make America great again. And also, please, honey, just let me look at them for a minute. I got all the best words. Better than Obama's.
Hello, this is Vladimir Smutin. Hello, Agent, First Lady. Message for President Husband. Tell him, don't forget, loose lips sink ships. And he is flabby Titanic, but with no sexy Leo and Kate romance, just iceberg. Dovidanya, I'm iceberg, by the way, in case that wasn't clear.
Hello, Mrs. Trump. It's Special Counsel Mueller here. My offer still stands. If you talk, you get full immunity. Also, to sweeten the deal, the CIA tell me they got a thing that can wipe your memory. Wipe the memory of him touching you with his tiny hands. Gone from your mind forever. We have a subpoena, by the way, for all his Deutsche Bank records. We're closing in, so, you know, call me.
I just finished working out, honey, and by working out, I mean I dropped a chicken leg on the floor and I picked it up. So out of breath right now. Anyway, where was I? Do you remember the name of our bank in Germany? Dutchy or something? Douchey? I need to close some accounts real quick. By the way, the Democrats are complaining about Roy Moore, saying he committed adultery. Fake news. He doesn't even like adults. Wrong. I miss you, by the way. Say hello to, what's his name? Teeny, that small version of me. Great kid. The best. Better than Obama's kids. It's me again. Good news, bad news. Good news. Nobody's talking about Russia or Mueller. Bad? Have you ever heard of the Israel-Palestinian conflict? I might have made a boo-boo. First mistake ever. But what's the worst that can happen? They blow up the Middle East? We've done that already. So many times. Anyway, gotta go. I've incriminated myself accidentally on Twitter again. Please come home, baby. I miss you. I miss you, Melania. And the small version of me. Baby, what's his name?
Oh, and tell Vlad I love him too. Mwah. Mwah. Mwah.
Radio 1 News with Brian Jennings. A very good evening to you. It's the 8th of December, Kulchi Christmas, so the only TDs who turned up at the Dáil today were the ones using their offices to stash shopping bags. Our reporter Brian O'Donovan might still have a bang of TV3 about him, but he's off to Washington for RTE, as he's the only reporter who Donald Trump can't possibly flirt with. But first, his report on shoppers. Sorry, TDs.
All eyes might be on the Brexit negotiation, but it was business as usual at Leinster House, where the Oireachtas Committee on Abortion... Sorry, Abortion... Okay, will report on December 20th. Matty McGrath is worried and also unintelligible.
We're too close to baby Jesus' birthday. I don't know the committee about anything to pull over people's eyes. Babies and chum. No. Typical comedy bias. USA biscuits.
In the interest of balance on the abort issue, I also spoke to Fine Gael's spokesperson for Culchies in Ranelagh, Kate O'Connell.
Come here, horse. Do you like the coat? Only 595 in BTs. Smell that. That's the new Joe Malone. I'd love to stock it in my chemist. But the older customers are still a bit chardy, you know? I love potatoes.
Meanwhile, as the agenda turns to the border, Sinn Féin are disappointed they're not involved in the Brexit talks. Piers Doherty looks like the palest, sad emoji face.
Well, the most important thing here is about all the people denied a voice in these negotiations, as the DUP are stealing all the headlines. Before this week, most people couldn't have picked Nigel Dodds out of a lineup, whereas Sinn Féin TDs are all too easy to pick out of a lineup.
Mary Lou McDonald looked angry, but it turned out to be just her resting face.
Sinn Féin is very much the party of democracy, except when it comes to representing constituents in the House of Commons, which is why we're going to be having an open, free, fully transparent, democratic vote for a new party leader. It's vote for me or else. Yeah? Now, give a soundbite to your man, Senator Trevor O'Dirty-Dirty. Where's he gone?
He's left.
What?
Because of the unpleasantness.
Sorry?
The alleged unpleasantness.
Yeah.
Mary Lou.
You're not supposed to talk on the news anymore, Jerry.
All right, let's go back over here.
That's better.
Mary Lou's going to be a great leader.
Shut up,
A great candidate for the leadership for life.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Brian O'Donovan, so briefly in Montrose, I still don't know where the canteen is. RT TV 3 News. Oh, I can't wait for Washington.
Right. Hello there, and a very good morning to you. Well, a cold one out there, folks. The kind of day for sitting in front of the fire with your hands around a warm glass of mulled wine without the mulled or the fire. Anyway, I'm joined by Minister for Finance, Fiscal Donoghue.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I have only a certain amount of money.
And former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern.
How are you, Mary? Are them biscuits for everyone? Or?
Now, mandatory retirement in the public service to rise to 70.
Yes.
Am I going to have to work 4 hours a week till I reach the age of a good bottle of port, Minister?
Well, nobody is suggesting that you have to work that late if you don't want to.
Have you
any ginger nuts? Or?
I mean, people on pitiful 300,000 4-hour-a-week contracts, they're working themselves to the bone.
Yeah.
At the very time where they're supposed to be enjoying their retirement.
Yeah.
Instead, they have to go to work twice a week at the crack of 11.
Some of us had to retire in our mid-50s, Marion. I mean, I've been literally living hand to tit on my 3 pensions ever since.
There you go. Pensioners forced to survive on $137,000 pension a year.
And the odd dig out.
It has to be said.
Well, I only have a certain amount of money, Marion, so...
Don't we all? Anyway, moving on. Bertie Ahern, you're all over Brexit like a cheap yellow suit. It's an absolute shambles.
Well, it is, Marion. I mean, the heart of the problem is the Brits lack strong leadership. Theresa May's all over the chop. She's in too steep and clearly wants out.
It's a cow's ear. I agree the British lack strong leadership, but they also have a weak and disjointed opposition that has failed to stand up to the government.
Now, where have I heard that before?
By the way, can I get some change for the parking meter? Actually, the ministerial limo has also run out of money on the meter because I only have a certain...
Well, in that case, why don't we just head down to Rowley's for a few cheeky pints of Merlot?
I'm game ball for that. Sounds very refreshing, especially if someone else is paying.
Somebody wake up Brendan Howland. I keep him under the desk for emergencies, you know.
What's going on?
We're off, Brendan. The airwaves are yours.
Yes, my time to shine.
See you. Farewell.
What should I talk about, Marion?
Just tell the listeners your policies. Bye.
Why, yes, of course. I can talk about our Oh, no. We don't have any anymore. Oh, lost again.
Yo, Tish, my man.
Sup, Murphs. Kind of Tatoshi egg hanging. Wait, what's with the muscle top, dude?
Oh, well, your photo went more viral than MRSA in an Irish hospital, so I had to totes get into some Under Armour.
Yeah, hashtag Leo for Leotard was trending worldwide. I even inspired Scotland to ask to stay in the EU and demand their freedom. I'm like William Wallace.
Except dressed like Mick Wallace. That was such a baller move, though. Turning up to one of the most important days in Irish history, looking like you'd just been on a rollover after a night and mother.
I still looked positively statesmanlike compared to the cluster hames of the Tories and Arlene with her sash monkeys.
And look at the polls. I mean, the POVs really love it when you tell the Brits what to do.
Yeah, I have to keep a lid on it though, you know, because wrapping oneself in the flag and batting for your country is one thing.
Right.
But I really don't want to end up like a certain large, hairy extremist up north.
Wait, Arlene Foster?
No, Adams.
Oh.
I don't want to end up all shinnery. I'm already learning Irish, calling the shots in the north and continually blasting the DUP. Any more green and I won't be a blue shirt. Speaking of which, you have to shave that beard, man.
My beard? But growing this is literally the only thing I've actually done for the homeless.
What?
You know, by trying to look like one.
Sorry, Murph. It has to go. It's more shinner than a Wolf Tones fan in a camouflage jacket drinking whiskey after hours in a half burnt out pub in Derry.
Oh, God. But people only took me seriously because of the beard.
Ah, don't be silly, Murph. That's not true.
Do you not think?
Yeah. What? Even with the beard, people never took you seriously.
Oh.
High five.
Oh, yeah, that was my eye at that time. By the way.
Yeah. Anyway, gotta run.
Oh, weren't you this time? You're gonna negotiate the hell out of Theresa May?
No, I don't actually do that.
No?
Barnier just tells me what to do, you know, sends through the email. I'm going on my Christmas holidays.
Oh.
After all, it is early December.
Oh.
Might hit the gym first, though, to try a new exercise inspired by Theresa May.
Yeah.
It's called the Furious Backpedal. I'll be Brex fit in no time. Do you wanna come?
No, I actually already did my cardio today.
Seriously?
Yeah, I stay fit by running away from the homeless crisis.
Oh my god, that's so good. Oh, wow, check on my abs when I laugh.
Wow, what a beast of a man, Leo.
Totes.